This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate, discipline toolkit in your home. Gather round, families. It is story time. I am so excited to tell you guys an actual real life example from our own family where we just had just the absolute honor of supporting our son through something that I know all of you are really going to be able to relate to. It has to do with lying or telling the truth, but really what Terry and I are talking about in today's episode around vulnerability and connection and how much power that brings us as parents when we want to influence our children to cooperate well and listen and, you know, adhere to rules and boundaries that we have within our homes. It is just so powerful, whether you're talking about lying or anything else. So I hope that you will enjoy this episode and that you enjoy this very personal, very real story. And it is just continues, you know, at this stage in my parenting life. And, you know, as I teach this work, as I practice it within my own home as a mom of two, I am just blown away by the power of these tools that we teach inside of the Foundations course, that we teach in all of our curriculum here at Fresh Start Family. And just when I get to actually practice it in a way where we experience radical growth and effective problem solving, all while doing it in a way that strengthens our relationships with our own kids, I'm just always so excited to tell you all about it so you can really learn and grow and apply the same types of incredible, powerful strategies and tools in your own home. So without further ado, enjoy this episode, families. Please leave us a review over at iTunes if you haven't already. It's a great way to stay updated with our weekly episodes if you push subscribe. And while you're there, it usually takes about 3 minutes on iTunes just to push, leave a review. We are so grateful for your reviews. Let us know if you enjoy the show. Reviews help us get seen on the iTunes, over on the iTunes world, and the more we are seen, the more families we can support and encourage from all over the world. So thanks in advance for doing that. We see you, we admire you, and we are so happy to have you here listening with us today.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Well, hey there, families. Welcome to a new episode of the Fresh Start Family Show. I am so excited to have Terry Snyder back, you guys. I feel like
thankful to be here, ladies and gentlemen.
You've been like missing for a little bit. We've been running a lot of shows lately where you were in a busy season.
Have people been complaining?
You know, really, they have. We've had some men, especially in the Bonfire community, who said, we need more of that guy perspective. So we're so happy to have you back.
So happy to be here.
Yes, you were in the middle of a bit of a career transition, and now you're settled, and we are sitting down to record together. So I'm really excited to have you back, babe.
Awesome.
So welcome, families. In case you are new around here, I am Wendy Snyder. I am a positive parenting educator and family life coach, and I am the co-host of the Fresh Start Family Show along with Terry Snyder, my better half, who is who is a creative by day, and at night he does tons of stuff behind the scenes for Fresh Start Family, including co-hosting this show with me.
It's an honor to be here. I love this podcast. I love the people and the community that Fresh Start Family has reached through the podcast and through online community, the Bonfire, the Foundations course. I mean, all the guests. It's just been an amazing journey, especially through this time of COVID. Like, I feel like more and more people are listening to podcasts. We've reached more and more guests. It's been a way to actually connect with people more, where people have been connecting less in other ways, this has been such a blessing. So
yeah, it really has been.
Super stoked to be here.
Nice. So families, we are going to talk to you today about influence through connection. And we have a really good story to share with you. I can't wait for Terry to share this story specifically. This is actually something that we've been kind of just having the honor to support our own son through. Really, it's kind of been on our radar for a while now. And this morning, it kind of came to this beautiful head. And so we thought, you know what, let's share the story today. And the reason why I wanted to share it and record on this subject is because as we approach the holiday season, at the time of this recording, we're just coming up on Thanksgiving and then it'll be Christmas before we know it. And, you know, everyone goes into like, okay, gift giving and gift purchasing and Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and what's going to be underneath the Christmas tree. And I just want to remind you guys that the best gift you can give your kids this holiday season really is the gift of connection and showing up in a vulnerable way to be a firm, kind leader in your home. And that's really what we aim to provide you with support on how to do that here at Fresh Start Family. And because we have been gifted with that type of support and learning this work that we now have the pleasure and honor of teaching through Fresh Start Family, but we really were able to address the situation, like I said, that's been on our radar for a little bit with our little boy, and handle it with such integrity and connection and effectiveness is the big thing. So again, we're going to tell you this story. And as you're listening to this story, I want you to be kind of listening for how you can relate. I think so many of you obviously have kids who are normal human being, little souls who have misbehaviors. And the story Terry's going to tell you, this one is specifically was around telling us the truth or lying or not lying or hiding things from us in a world where kids are tempted all the time and they have lots of stuff coming their way. But there's going to be a lot of you who are going to relate really deeply to this story and be able to say, oh my gosh, I can see how when, you know, we used connection and vulnerability, it was able, you know, we were able to be the firm, kind leaders that actually influenced our son to act in a way that was truly in line with who he is as a person, who he was designed to be by God. So without further ado, Terry, will you tell us the story and backtrack a little bit to make sure listeners understand how this is kind of, like I said, been on our radar for a while and kick us off.
Sure. And like Wendy said, you know, the greatest gift you can give your family this season, that gift of connection, like some people might be nodding their heads like, yeah, totally. And to other people that might be sound like super hippie or like, kidding me, my kids, like they want like a toy or they want this or they want that, or they just want, you know, something. It's not going to be the thing that I think your kid is asking for,
right?
But it's going to be the thing that you're going to feel better on the other side of it if you invest in the time and the energy and the tools it takes to create this feeling and this dynamic in your home. And I can tell you without a doubt that if we didn't, you know, do all of the positive parenting work and we didn't surround ourselves with the coaches that we have and invest in our family the way we have, then we wouldn't even know how to navigate through this situation. We would just probably be like, whoa, that seems hard. Or we would just have punished Taryn or taken something away, but we wouldn't have gotten any closer in being more connected to him.
And teaching him the life skill that is the gift, right?
Like, yes,
the life skill. And we're going to get a little bit more into that, but we'll tell the story first so you guys can understand what we're talking about here.
Cool. So, you know, Taryn,
he's 10 now.
He's 10. He's 10. And he often gets very uncomfortable and has a very like physical reaction when you can tell he's being, he's hiding something.
Yeah. Or made a mistake.
Made a mistake, doesn't want to admit it. Then he goes into this thing like, are you saying I'm lying?
Yeah, not he gets lying. Defensive.
You don't believe me. And he goes into this very strong stance that you're accusing him of something and that you don't believe him. And it is very hard on the other side of that to try to just let him know and have him believe and absorb that really he's not in trouble. All you want is the truth. And he's on the other side just saying, I am telling you the truth. There's nothing. But then he starts quivering, the tears come. And that's actually our sign that there is something going on with him. Your kids might have a different type of thing.
Yeah.
It might not be that, but his actually comes in the form of like, you can see this physical reaction that something's going on.
Yeah. And again, like you guys, we have quite a bit of like life coaching training and positive parenting certification work behind us. But this is also will come out in like your intuition as a parent, your gut, like you notice they act a little bit different, right? Or like they may be like hiding something. I can very clearly, as like things have happened over the years, I can tell when he goes into what we call protection behaviors, because he may think he's like kind of fooling us, but I can see that he's just protecting himself for something. And you guys can see that too, when you just know something is not quite right. And we have all these choices on how we handle that, right? Like we know the old school way, and what we're going to present to you today is a new way that is rooted in firm kindness and connection. And this, what Terry is describing, actually goes back quite a bit. So I remember he stole a little toy train from this boutique that we were at. And this same type of like protection that he goes into, I can remember him doing this when he was like six. So this has been something one of his little struggles. Like Stella has different struggles. Like she's our power kid. She pushes back a ton. She like, you know, she's got her own little thing that she always is working through. But Taryn, this has been one that shows up a little bit here and there that we get the honor to support him through.
Okay. Yeah. And yeah, it usually comes in the form of he was tempted by something, he made a mistake, or something hit his conscience that is like, ooh, that didn't feel right. I got to hide it.
Yeah.
And I got to dig my heels in and just basically take this position of, you don't believe me. Oh, you call me a liar, like I'm telling the truth type of thing. So last weekend there was an incident that was not big, but it was just like,
oh my God.
The two kids got these new like electronic toothbrushes, and one of them that happened to be Stella's, like had the adhesive already taken off the back of it when they went to go brush their teeth that night.
After they had an argument over her like pushing him and like barging in when it was her time to spit into the sink, yes. Like full roommate stuff.
There's a lot of roommate stuff going on. So anyways, it was like unexplainable that this would have been taken off by anybody other than him, and Stella didn't do it. So anyways, he takes this firm position that I didn't do it. I don't know how that happened. And he even brought it up like, hey, Stella, hey, how'd the sticker get peeled off of your toothbrush? And she's like, yeah, you're right. How did that come off?
Because basically it destroyed the toothbrush's ability to be stuck on the mirror. So these are like these toothbrush that I invest in. And because Stella is such a great negotiator that she talks me into buying these like nice toothbrushes from Target. But it basically kind of like ruined the ability to, we could fix it. Like we can fix it, but its natural design was messed up. And so it was classic revenge misbehavior. So we teach a lot about this inside of the Foundations course. And it's like when someone does something to you, you know, revenge misbehavior basically is when a kid feels hurt and they think in that moment, I must hurt back in order to take care of myself. And that's clearly, you know, what we probably were assuming happened is that she pushed him out of the way, being classic older sister. And he was like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to take off this sticker.
Yeah.
But he denied it.
So he denied it, really, really like was holding firm in his position. And I want to just let you guys know too, that like when we come in and, you know, we're trying our best to let them kind of work things out on their own.
Yeah.
But you know, when something like this does get to a point where it's clear that we need to come in, it's like, we genuinely are just trying to have him feel what it feels like to tell the truth, even if it's a mistake.
And for them to work out their difficulties.
We're not yelling at him. We're not threatening him with punishment. we're not adding to it. We are genuinely trying to help him up and out of this situation through the truth and not anything other than, you know, that would be a win for us. It's not focusing on the mistake or what's going to happen to him. He's going to be punished or whatever. It's like, we're just trying to have him feel what it feels like to come up and out of that weird feeling that you get when you realize you've made a mistake or you start to cover something up and then be like, you know what? I'm not going to make it worse by covering up further or continuing to hold this position.
Yeah.
We just want to help him up and out of that. So anyways, we gave him a lot of opportunity to try to come up and out of that last week. It was like,
we gave him space. We held space for, like, we didn't force him. We just let it sit.
Yeah. We're like, the tears come. Like, there's all these things, all these tells that he has that we were, explaining. All those things came, still didn't feel right. Eventually we just kind of were like, all right, he's holding that position. And we let him know that, like, this is going to feel so much better when you let go of this. But we kind of just said that it wasn't going to happen.
We let it go. And I had the conversation a few times, and I actually posted in my Bonfire group, because we have a challenge, a contest this month where our Bonfire members win hot seat coaching with me when they take part in our contest every month. And our contest this month is like sharing 10 things you're grateful for that went really well, that you're like, awesome, I did that today. I did great. Like, it can be anything. But one of the things I shared was that I just held space for him. Like, I asked him about it and I was like, hey, is there anything you want to talk to me about that? Did you think about the toothbrush situation? And he was like, nope. And I was like, cool. And my success was that I just held space and didn't feel like I needed to force him to tell the truth, that I was basically essentially holding him in the light, thinking we'll get there. It doesn't need to be today. Like, I'm going to hold space. We're going to get creative. And also in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I just want to double, like, I don't know. I was not there. So at some point, like, you have to just continue to support your kids, but make sure you're checking yourself that, like, you don't really actually know the truth, right? Like, you think you know. So there was a lot that went into it. But yeah,
it's delicate.
We held space. And at the same time, it was still like, we think we kind of know what happened.
Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you can end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
Okay, so that comes and goes. Then here it is, the weekend again, And this morning, Wendy comes downstairs, Taryn's on the couch. He's got an old device, an old iPhone of ours that he plays games on sometimes over Wi-Fi here. And she sees him kind of shuffle the iPhone real quick, almost like, I don't want to show you what I'm
saying. Oh, it was hilarious.
And it's so obvious, you know, it's so obvious to us, you know, what's going on. But then he goes into this denial.
Oh, you should have seen him. You weren't there. I think you were in the kitchen. But he was like, oh, hi, Mom. And he like put the phone down and he like gave me this like crazy hug and like kiss. And I was like, he is my hugger and kisser. But this was like over the top. And I was like, oh, what? Like, it was so obvious.
Don't look over here. Look over here. Yeah. So he goes into that, and then, you know, Wendy says, you know, what were you looking at? What, you know, is there something you want to share with me? And again, not overpowering, not coming in like, what are you doing or anything like that? Yeah. Like giving him a genuine opportunity just to be like, ooh, yeah.
There was a fast cover up and it was hard, fast and hard.
Yes.
It was a scramble.
So he wouldn't admit that anything was going on. And then he says, oh yeah. There was like some guns in a game that I was playing, and it was this one game, and nothing was really adding up. And you could tell
he was like, my buddy told me about it. It took a while to get to that point.
Yeah.
So, because what I want you guys to hear was that there was a really intense effort to cover up. Like, this was not just like and as we're going through, I want you guys to make sure you're understanding how we see it, how we're encouraging you to see it. The traditional way, the old school way, the paradigm of like, when a child misbehaves, they're bad. And like a misbehaving child equals a bad child equals a bad parent. It all like that all goes in. We could have done that. We could have been like, oh, you're trying to cover stuff up. You are choosing to be disobedient and naughty right now. And
you know better.
Yeah. And like you're going to get yourself in even more trouble if you don't tell me the truth right now. And it would have engaged his like amygdala so fast. He would have been like, but instead I like had to force myself to like soften, but he was like aggressively trying to cover up. He was trying to swipe out of things. And like, I'd be like, okay, hold on. Just show me. And he'd try to touch the screen like really fast. And so I could just feel this like scramble inside of him that it was like, you could tell he was really struggling with like he was communicating something massively here. So, okay.
So, you know, without giving you every single detail, basically he held his position of, you know, there's this game, which, you know, we already knew about. It's like an airplane game. And yeah. And it's nothing was adding up.
The reason why we thought he was concerned was because we have a strong, like, we're not cool with like games at all that have guns in them. And a lot of games these days, they literally like, let you, here, child, you want to walk into this arsenal? Like, here's a gun store. You can walk in and you can choose your arsenal of guns. Like, are you going to have an AK? Are you going to have a pistol? Are you going to have an assault rifle? And he knows that like, if that is anywhere in a game, then we are like, we're out of that. Like, even if he's at a friend's house, I let him know that I'm not comfortable with that, that I'd rather him speak up and say, I'd like to play something else. However, this is so everywhere in these little boys' lives. Like, every single friend he goes to their house. Like, I walked in the other day to a buddy's house and they were playing that game Fortnite, and it was like full blown. Like, they're standing there in like a gun store and it's like an arsenal of probably 70 guns that they can choose from. And that's like, that's the game.
Yeah. So again, it's like at our house, what this is what we can control. He's got some games he can play on a phone and he knows that those are not the types of games that we'd be okay with, but he's got plenty of other ones. So anyways, he starts crying and really going into this kind of quivering mode of like, I can't believe you don't believe me. That's it. That's all. And then he would kind of change his position here and there just a little bit. And we were trying so hard not to let this go, but also not to like pressure him so hard that he just kept lying or covering up even further. Because what we were trying to do is just, like I said at the beginning, is like, come up and out of this feeling. Like, yeah. You know, there's going to be this feeling that hits you, and then you can come up and out of it, and we can be a trusted, you know, person that you can tell us what either you saw and whether it was like something that you clicked on or something that was served up to you or whatever it might be. It's like, it's okay. We're not going to like, there's going to be no like punishment on that. We just need
and
you.
And also have a child who sticks to the rules and the boundaries of the home, which
for
is,
sure.
Which is we don't like, if something gets served up to us and we are tempted by it, we don't click on it.
Right.
If our friend tells us to download a game and we know that it is against our family's rules and boundaries and morals, we don't download that game. Right. Like, and like, I think you found out that there might have been something on that phone, that hand-me-down phone that he had been using, that wasn't like the control that we thought it was.
Yeah,
right?
he was logged into my Apple ID, which would allow him to basically download apps without having to ask me.
Yeah.
Which on their other, like on his other device and on Stella's thing, every time they download an app, it asks me to approve or deny, and I definitely don't approve them all.
Something got past us, and it wasn't like he even knew that, but like he probably went to downloads and stuff. So it comes out that like he finally, like we had to work with him for a little bit. We had to be like, hey, you're not in trouble. Look, the biggest thing is here that you just tell us the truth. He pushed back a ton, but finally he was like, he started to soften a little bit, and he just started to say like, okay, you know, like maybe there was something that I clicked on, or maybe there was something served up to me, or like maybe my buddy across the street told me to download this app, Grand Theft Auto, that has so much violence, so much guns in it. And maybe I went to click on that, or maybe I searched that up. So we started to have some effectiveness for sure. And there started to be some opening up. I got him to the point where he was like, okay, maybe I touched the toothbrush and peeled back, because he started to tell me like, mom, why don't you trust me? You never trust me. And I was like, it's because we have a history here of like this happening, and I'm here to support you. Like, we are connected. You are unconditionally loved. Mistakes does not define you, buddy. Like, it does not, it just means that I'm never going to stop supporting you. So I was kind of getting a little bit with him, but I could tell he was still grasping, and he was trying to come up for air. But at the same time, he kept going back to this like protection of like, it wasn't me. And then he finally admitted to the toothbrush a little bit of pulling the sticker back. But then he said, but it was by accident. And so we were getting somewhere, but it wasn't till I left to take Stella to volleyball and you decided to go take a walk with him and play some football and go a little bit deeper with him, where I feel like we really unlocked the true like gift of vulnerability and connection. That is what I feel like will help change his behavior in the future really, really deeply. And so tell us more about that.
So we've talked about this on other episodes, but a lot of kids really will not open up if they're just being talked at, or if it's just sitting on the couch or sitting in the room, or like, you know, hey, let's talk about this. So for him, we had this opportunity where we had about an hour, and I was like, hey, let's grab the football and let's grab the baseball and the two mitts and let's go down to the field. And so we went down to the field. I started to talk to him just a little bit about this feeling of like that feeling you get when you're you either realize you made a mistake or you are starting to hide something. And it was beautiful because like right off the bat, like we'd already like been chipping away at this a little bit. And the first thing he said to me on the walk down was like, hey, Dad, do we have any more of those little needles that you like press into the ball to fill it up with the pump? And I was like, oh yeah, we probably do. I'm all did the one there to get messed up. And he had just been pumping up the ball.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm all did it snap in half. And he's like, yeah, it did. I'm like, it's all good. I was like, I've done that before. I'm like, I totally get it. In the past, he wouldn't have told me that right then. So I could tell he was like already opening up a little bit, And so by the time we got down to the field, started playing a little bit.
He also asked you on the way, do we have to talk?
Oh, yeah. Well, he said, can I bring a friend? Do we have to talk?
He was trying to avoid it.
He was definitely trying to avoid it. And I said, no, let's just do this time for you and me. I was like, we can go play. And I just, you know, it'll be a time for us to talk a little bit.
Because he's also shared before how in his journal for school, like how emotions make him feel weird, right? Yes. Which is all like all kids, all humans, until you learn like, emotions are just emotions, like until you learn more about it. But I think especially boys, right?
Sure.
Like, so he's feeling uncomfortable.
So he tried to, he tried to see if there was any other way. And it was like, no. And we went down. And so we started playing a little bit. And basically, I just tried to connect with him in a way to where, like, I let him know that I know what that feeling feels like.
Yeah.
And that I also wanted him to know that, like, he could talk to me if he ever feels that feeling. And then I had to give him an example.
Yeah.
And so I had to give him an example of something that in my life where, like, I had hidden something from my parents. And then I, you know, it made it feel more comfortable, like, maybe in that moment to hide it. But then the more and more you time goes, it just kind of like sits in you and it doesn't get better. It actually feels worse and worse. And I could tell, like, me just sharing that with him, it was like, oh, this isn't just like a parents are perfect and this is just me getting sat down to like, I did something wrong. It's I made a mistake type of thing. It was like, no, it was like, you know, everybody kind of goes through this journey and it happens. And so
and it was a really good example. It wasn't like a let me think of the time in middle school where I didn't tell my parents that I like went to my friend's house. It was like a really vulnerable story that Terry shared with him about a mistake that he had made where he didn't tell his parents something in high school that you know you've just recently been working through letting go shame about it, right? Like in the holding on to it festered in you and created this like pain that so you could speak so well to like, here's not only just an example, kid, of when I was experiencing the same thing as you of like the feeling scared that I was going to either disappoint someone or that I was going to let someone down or that like I wasn't a good enough person because I had made a choice or hid something or lied. But like, here's what it did to my heart. And here's what I'm working to do to get out of that. And you're not alone.
Yeah.
Like you just poured into like a real life example, which is true vulnerability and connection. And he responded magically.
Hey there, families. Let's talk for a quick minute about Kate Northrup's free financial healing workshop. Have you registered? If not, you can sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax. It's happening April 23rd through 25th. And in case you've missed it, I've been talking a lot lately around the impact that learning about nervous system healing and regulation and financial healing has really transformed my own life, especially when it comes to my bank account and my nervous system. And I'm excited for you guys to learn from Kate too. So I'd highly recommend you hop into her free workshop this week. It is not too late to sign up and get the replay, even if you can't make it live. And then afterwards, you're going to see that Kate is doing a very special invitation into her incredible program called Relaxed Money. That is the program that I started last October and just really has changed my life in so many beautiful ways. But she is inviting families in for a very limited time. And anybody who wants to join with you know, with our special offer here at Fresh Start Family, I want to give you a few things for free. Number one, I am gifting my foundations course for free. That's a $497 value. Plus, I'm giving away 2 months free of our Fresh Start Experience, which is our full support positive parenting program. So it's a pretty incredible offer. If you want to invest
in yourself and your family by healing your nervous system and really looking at more ways you can become abundant and attractive to money so you stop maybe a pattern of living month to month or feeling like there's never enough money, but actually getting into a rhythm of just having overflow in your life when it comes to money. It's a really good feeling now that I actually have that going on in both my business and my personal finance front. So if you want to join Kate's program called Relaxed Money, please just forward your receipt to me, Wendy at freshstartfamilyonline.com once you sign up, and I will get you the Foundations course plus 2 months free of the Fresh Start Experience again for free. That's a $615 bonus I am offering for our families who sign up for Kate's program and want to get access to all of our special bonuses that we're providing. So again, sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax, whether you are looking for the free workshop and or looking to learn more about Kate's Relaxed Money program. But I am just so excited for you to start learning with Kate and to get the benefit of getting our programming and support when it comes to powerful, positive parenting for free on top of your investment. That's just going to really change the game for you on the financial front. I just feel like it's such a beautiful win-win. Again, head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax for all the details.
Yeah. And I knew I needed some other examples too of just how the world, how just the modern world is there just to kind of like test you as well. And I get tested as well.
Yeah.
This isn't just a, hey, Taryn, you're 10 and let's see how well you're doing with how the world's testing you. It's like, no, the world is, I mean, they're sending us all inappropriate ads and things to look at, and hey, are you gonna engage with this or not? Are you gonna throw this away? Are you gonna look at it? How does this make you feel?
Terry said he got texted porn the other day. Oh, not an Instagram DM, no. Not like a full blown text.
I was put on a group text that was like the link was full blown porn.
Yeah.
And it was like I just left the conversation and deleted the everything and but it was like why out of thin air. And then I'm kind of not going in order here, but I mean I will tell you the things that I revealed to Taryn that he really opened up about was a that first story, but then the second was like telling him that I'm like, hey, I'm on Instagram and I don't think I follow anybody that's really sketchy or shady, but yet I get like messages from people asking me inappropriate questions, and
I get those Instagrams too.
Girls that are asking for things that are don't have much clothes on and things like that. I'm like, do you get anything like that? And at first I could tell it was like kind of like, oh, not really,
yeah.
And when a few more passes of the football, it was like, hey dad, I only, I follow like this surfer and this account and everything.
Because let's back up. We're super anti-social, but we decided to let the kids create an Instagram account to build out a portfolio. And we are actively mentoring them when it comes to like, this is managed by us. And you are allowed to build out your sports and your music in this platform.
So this is a great example too. It's like, okay, so opening up Instagram to your child, and we gave them the limit of like, you can follow, like for him it was like you can follow like 5 people and we got to be okay with it.
I would not recommend you do this
this was a test. We were like, okay, and he follows a couple of his friends that are skateboarders, that seems all great. He follows like a professional surfer, and he follows a cut like a surf brand, and he follows like a funny almost like home video like account.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah. So anyways, all very innocent seeming things.
Supposedly. Right.
But he still gets served up like basically, scantily clad women as messages and things like that.
So what did he say? So he said, hey dad.
So he said to me, he said, I only follow these people. He's like, but I've seen that, I've gotten sent things that are girls, you know, not wearing much. Girls in their underwear.
Which is exactly why don't make the same mistake of thinking Instagram can be a portfolio account, because it's not. It's like it's served up.
Yeah. So and then you know, so there. But he's opening the door.
Yes.
And
yes.
So as much as I'm like, you know, bummed that I'm hearing like what he's getting served up, because it's like our experiment didn't work so well and whatever, I'm so happy yes. that he's telling me. I'm yep. so happy that he's telling me.
And because now you have the ability to have true influence over, like, to mentor him, to guide him.
Yeah. And so we found the common ground. We're both experiencing a similar thing. He feels safe in telling me. And
he also shared the story of like the game they were playing Among Us for Stella's 13th birthday. Yep. And like I walked in and they were like, basically he and this little girl, other Stella's little friend, were like, whoa, they like handed me the phone. And it was an animated. So Among Us is like, again, one of those supposedly innocent apps where they're like, they play this. It's like little Pac-Man creatures and they go around, blah, blah, blah. And then in the middle gets served up an ad that's an animated ad that's like, hey, what would you do? And it's like a guy and a girl and he's like kind of touching her. And then like the next thing is like them in the bedroom together. And it's like a cartoon, but it's full blown, like a temptation to call children into pornography.
So, like, so yeah, he tells me about that. He says, okay, I'm looking over their shoulder and there was like a bra on the floor and this ad. And there was this, what would you do? And it was a game. And, yeah. and it was like, would you get mad or would you? And he goes, and then, you know, the door opens and there's a guy and a girl in the bed. And it's like the game itself, it's like we watched, you know, see them play the game and it's like, it's innocent enough, whatever. I yeah. mean, yeah.
It's
whatever. But then it's all the stuff that goes along with it. And then, so he was holding this inside.
Yes.
I'm sure prior to these conversations was like, there's no way I'm going to tell dad and mom about that
yeah.
or tell them what I saw. But as we threw the ball, talked about a few things, that one he actually brought up on his own.
Yes.
Like I didn't have yep. to say like, have you seen, he brought that one up to me because I could tell now he was like, oh, dad's not getting mad at me. I'm not like,
yeah.
he's a safe place to be. And to, you know, I can tell him anything.
Yeah.
And so at that point I felt like he felt like he could tell me anything. And so he started just telling me more and more all over just less than an hour down at the field, playing ball, keeping my cool.
Yes.
Asking,
keeping cool is huge.
Asking the questions, not threatening, not being judgmental.
Not freaking out like I am sometimes do. You can hear my voice. I'm like, what the hell, these games? You know, I can tell you are very even keeled and you just, because when we freak out like that, they retreat. They will retreat. So you have to like keep it even keeled and just remember like the goal is to like get them to open up and feel safe. So then you can then choose how you're going to influence and mentor them.
Yeah. And while we were down there, I asked him, one thing I did ask him, I said, so have you ever been in a situation where you felt like you were holding on to a secret or didn't tell the truth and you felt that feeling and you were just holding on to it? And he said, yeah. And I said, what was it? He goes, when I took the sticker off of Stella's toothbrush.
Yes. Fireworks go off, the confetti.
So, you know, it took a while, but I could tell he felt so good after he told me.
Yes.
And it wasn't a secret anymore. And that it was just kind of this, like, it was out in the open.
Yep.
And, but man, he was holding on to that so
yes,
hard.
Really hard. And this wasn't just the only thing. Like, this was again, and what I want you to understand, you guys, is like, there's more, and Terry and I are going to record another episode here in just a little bit about having the right shades on and understanding, making sure you understand how to see situations. Because when he was holding on to this, he wasn't purposely lying just because he thought he could get away with bloody murder, right? Like he was holding on to this because he was having trouble with one of his needs. Like he was feeling scared that he was either not going to belong, He was feeling scared that he wasn't going to be loved. He was feeling scared that he was going to disappoint somebody. Like all these things that come along with the with kids when they get hung up in mistakes mean you're bad. Mistakes mean you're just a jacked up person. Mistakes mean that people aren't going to love you as much. Like it all comes into like the underlying psychology of like why human beings do this kind of stuff. And yes, human beings, little souls, need to be guided on like different options they have. And you can't guide them on their different options to take care of themselves and get their needs met and communicate what they need or communicate where they're hung up, where they're having trouble, unless you have a rock solid relationship with them that's filled with connection and vulnerability, which is why we wanted to tell you this story this morning. So now, Terry, you have this incredible stance of true power in his life because he trusts you, you're safe. He knows that you're not some, like, I am almighty, I never make mistakes, and you are down there, kid, and I am up here, and I'm just going to tell you how it is, and if you don't listen, then you're going to get that phone taken away, and you're going to be in big trouble, right? Like, that would shut a kid down, but instead, like, and that kid is probably going to listen because he's intimidated and scared. Now, from what happened here, you have a child who is going to listen to you and accept your mentorship and guidance, and probably most likely be able to avoid temptation in the future because he has a true role model to look up to. He has someone that he trusts who teaches him the life skill. Because now you can go back and be like, okay, so let's practice. The next time you get served up the ad or the next time your friend tells you to download a game that you know is so violent that we won't be okay with, or next time you're tempted, you know, to look up something on Google, or next time, whatever it is, like, you can go back to him at a later time and really have a true chance of teaching him that life skill. Would you agree?
Oh yeah. He's so much more open now. I feel like, I mean, it's not like it's going to be gone overnight, but the door is open now.
Yeah.
And it's so great. Because it took a lot of patience.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that just, you know, I could have forced out of him. It took a little bit of time. You know, if there were other plans this morning, they had to wait.
Yeah.
You got to make the time to do it. And, you know, like with the original thing about the toothbrush, I mean, that took a week for him to hold on to that we could have tried to just force it out of him, punish our way out of it.
Bribe,
reward, whatever. And it just took a little bit of time and for us to approach it in a little different manner. And I can't stress enough that like, some of your kids, if you can get them out to go do something together while you talk, it helps so much.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make them feel like they're like, it's you versus them. It's you're in it together as a team. And that's what our goal is just for you to be seen as a trusted team member, because the world's out to get all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, you know, one of my things.
It's the like, enemy it, is dude, want to kill, destroy.
It's sad, but it's, you know, it's true. Like whether it's through, you know, ads or temptation or scammers or whatever, it's like, it's all there and they're all coming for you every day. It doesn't matter whether you're 10 or you're 45. And so I was glad I got to connect with him on that today.
Heck yeah. And families, if you're a mom listening right now and you've never thrown a football in your life and you have a son, get a Nerf one that's soft and learn how to throw a football. If you have a little girl that loves to hunt for caterpillars, that can be a connecting activity where you teach life lessons, where you open up conversations to be vulnerable and real. And remember that when you expose truths about yourself that are deemed so-called mistakes or things in the past that you're like, gosh, that happened to me and I learned from it, that makes you a strong leader, not a weak leader. Like, you know, like this is just such a fantastic way to teach. And again, you will gain more strength as the firm, kind leader in your home if you really can lean into connection and vulnerability. And that's where true influence comes in. That's where your kids, like I said, are going to listen to you because they want to, not because they have to. And I think that's what we all want, right? So, Terry, thank you for sharing that story.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope you guys are blessed by that. And yeah.
Thank you.
For links and more information about what we talked about in today's show, please head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/63.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start Family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift, and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.